And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're looking ahead to the new school year, talking with Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Kathy Parker, on this weekend show. Superintendent Parker, during the first segment, we talked exclusively about COVID-19 and protocols and things that students and parents need to know ahead of the new school year. Next, I want to ask you about is, you know, following a year of school with the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, is there any efforts to kind of look at mental health and new initiatives in that realm?
Of course, and we have two new initiatives that one is actually an extension of an initiative we've already started, and another one is a brand new one. In June of 2020, we submitted a competitive grant to under the Mental Health Services Act called, we abbreviated as MESA, because you know in education we like lots of acronyms, so the MESA grant. And it was a very competitive grant. A lot of counties applied for it, and unfortunately we weren't funded. That grant was written through my office, and we had input from behavioral health. It was submitted through behavioral health because that was the lead agency identified in the grant. Later on in the year, toward the end of last year, and as we were starting to look at the new budget, the MESA office reached out to me and asked me if they could find funding. They loved our grant. They want to fund the grant. Would we be able to implement it starting this year? And of course I said yes. Of course we can. We can do that. And so we are going to be receiving, I want to give them $5,000, so I can say a $2.5 million grant, but it's $2,494,962 grant. So almost a $2.5 million grant over several years in order to implement mental health services directly at the school sites. And so the purpose of the grant was to prevent mental illness from becoming severe and disabling. It was to reduce the stigma of accessing mental health services, to reduce school failure and dropout, to reduce discrimination against people with mental illness. Again, that normalizing accessing mental health services is okay. So through this, we'll have a better, through this grant, we'll be able to provide a navigator, mental health navigator, to work with students and families to access mental health services. Some of them provided directly on the school site with MFTs and registered LSWs, fully licensed LSWs. We're going to provide those services directly on the school site so we don't have transportation issues hampering or getting in the way of accessing those particular services. We really also want to work on those mental health services that aren't requiring one-to-one therapeutic kind of models. And so we'll be working with school site staff and their on-site mental health service providers and their counselors to develop things like girls circle and boys council and groups that can provide some safe spaces for students to seek social emotional learning supports. And we'll be starting that will go to the board at the beginning of September for their approval to receive the funds, and they'll pass through to my office, and starting October 1st we'll be up and running and starting that multi-year project.
You know, in a general sense, what kind of need are you seeing for those services among local students?
Well, we looked at the Healthy Kids survey that was administered in the spring of last year. And so we were looking at a survey that we had done just right before COVID, right before school shut down. All of our schools participated in that Healthy Kids survey. So we had a really good snapshot of a pre-COVID survey result and a post-COVID survey result that we just did last spring. And what we found are three areas that have increased. We found we exceed the state average in our California Healthy Kids survey in suicidal ideation. Thank goodness, not completion so much. Chronic sadness, drug and alcohol use. And those make sense because when students have been isolated or they've been in a situation where they've been in traumatizing situations at home and they can't seek additional services and help, that makes sense that those survey results were showing up as they were. So we see that locally. Those are our own results. So we have 244 homeless children, very traumatizing, impactful situations in their life. That's 4% 4% of our students in Tuolumne County identify as being homeless. And then we think that's underreported. 55 students at a snapshot time, and that fluctuates over the year, are our foster youth. We exceed the state average of substantiated cases of child abuse and neglect. So while there's a report made, our substantiated cases exceed that. In 2018, the rate was near 15.4 per 1,000 with a state average of 7.5, so almost double. And we have upward trends in crime, particularly assault and rape. And a particular note is we've had an increase of crimes related to student use of social media and being on the internet. And as we know, that Pacheco case from last year was very impactful to a large number of kids in our community. So we know that those services have to be provided in real time on school campuses to serve our kids who have been experiencing a very traumatizing year and a half and need a way to move beyond that and develop healthy coping mechanisms.
You know, in response to the Pacheco case, do you anticipate, upping, when it comes to internet safety and efforts when it comes to local students?
This summer, Detective Nate Yortson from the Sheriff's Department, Tuolumne County Sheriff's Department, approached me, and he had a lot of concerns about some of the stories he was hearing from parents and community members about how they felt uninformed and having a lack of resources in order to help spot some of the things that were happening with their children that drew them into being victimized by this horrible person. And so through that work, he met actually just yesterday with all of our district superintendents and had developed a presentation and a plan to go out to all of the school districts to not only educate youth about what to look for and how to prevent being a victim of some of the crimes that we've been seeing, which is cyberbullying, sextortion, grooming, but also to provide them tools for reporting and resources for when they're a victim. And it's really important to look at this as that our children are being victimized by these people, and that there should be no shame associated with someone coming forward saying, I've been drawn into this thing by this predator online. And so with my technology division directors, Brian Thomas and Troy Ashton, who's been working with this through a site that I'd like all parents to go to, which is commonsense.org. Commonsense.org is the, if you Google that, you will find that website, tons of resources that they can go through themselves and learn about some of the social media things that kids are getting into that can pull them into this. So that will be a focus for this year as well.
Need to take one more break. Talking with Kathy Parker, the superintendent of schools for Tuolumne County, on this weekend's Motherload Views. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute.